guys have all gone with the touchdown on the opening drive and then kind of struggled the rest of the game to get into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, we had opportunities this game. We got down the red zone several times. We just had to kick field goals. And, you know, we make one more play, we score one more touchdown, it's a completely different game. So, I mean, coming out of a game like this, there's, you know, a lot of what could we have done better. And red zone is definitely an area that we could have done better.
Yeah, AJ was free to admit that he, you know, struggled in the second half. The drop pass is one of your best player. Has that type of situation, is that an uh-oh moment?
No, you try to get those guys the ball and you try to get it, you know, get their mind off stuff like that. You know, we could have played better in the receiver group, but I could have played a lot better, and we could have played better up front. And there's, you know, we could have played better in the, you know, with the running back crew. So, I mean, this in a game like this, it's all, you know, what could you have done better? And, you know, I mean, that's just how these close games are. You're going to go back, and we're going to look and find the areas that we have to get better, and we can't let things happen like this again. Yeah, I mean, had AJ, you know, on a deep out, and felt like the corner was, you know, off and on his outside, so I tried to put it on the inside. Didn't think that if he was going to make a play on the ball, he'd have to go through AJ, and you know, he just made a good play on the ball. You know, I took a chance early, and you know, it's another one of those plays that you think about. You know, if we would have had that one back, if I didn't, you know, take a chance there. The game would be different.
It didn't look like there was a confusion necessarily what they were doing in the red zone. It was just lack of execution. That pretty much it. They didn't do anything different than you anticipated in the red zone, did they?
No, they didn't. It comes down to execution. We had the one where, you know, we thought it could have been a touchdown, but Marv had stepped out of the back of the end zone. Had another one where, you know, AJ dropped the one. So, you know, a couple plays, you know, that changes the whole game. Yeah, we have to. You know, we've done a really good job of that the past couple of weeks of scoring touchdowns when we get down there. And you know, today we didn't do it, and it came back to hurt us. So we just got to come to. It comes down to just executing. And that's all it is. We had our chances. We just didn't execute.
In a game like this, come down the stretch without any timeouts. You know, you can't stop the clock when you want to defensively, or if you have the ball back to, you know, to move it offensively. Tough the way that worked out, where you had to burn those timeouts, I guess.
Yeah, it was. You know, again, think about all the different things that go on. You know, maybe if we had a couple more timeouts, things would be different, but we didn't. I mean, that's how games work. Sometimes you have them, sometimes you don't. And, you know, we got to do a better job of, you know, pushing through that, converting one more third down. And you know, keeping the drive alive. You know, we could have done a better job on that last play. I could have gotten to a better play on that third down where I end up getting sacked. But a lot of what ifs.
Does it remind you in any way of that Houston game last year?
I mean, it's similar. You know, for us offensively, we felt like we could have played better. We could have put the defense in better position. We, you know. We can't score 19 points and expect to win. We got to come out and you know, score more than that. And so, you know, kind of similar thing where it comes down to the last play.
Did you ever feel like you're out of control of the game? Didn't feel like you guys were out of control until really late?
We weren't out of control. We were winning the game. So, you know, it comes down to just little things, you know. That's basically what it comes down to, converting on third down, especially the last drive. When we have to have it, we have to find a way to convert, and we didn't do that today.
About, Josh Brown, the way he stepped up, I mean, you guys had to feel pretty good about him, you know, doing what he did, hit the 52-yarder, and the way he kicked the ball off. I mean, he did everything pretty damn well.
Yeah, he did a good job. So it's good. I mean, that's how it has to be. guy goes down, other guys have to step in and play well, and he did a good job today.
Andy, talk about having Marvin Jones, another receiver to throw to.
Yeah, he did. He came in and played well. He last week was his first significant action out there. So this week it's good to get him in the flow. With handing the ball off, a couple catches it made. I'm comfortable with him out there. He's done a good job, and he's got to keep getting better.
You guys look at this maybe as a missed opportunity to gain a game on Pittsburgh, but at the same time, with them losing, you still control your own destiny. So you kind of come out of the day unscathed. How do you guys feel about that? Do you look at things like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that go on. Obviously, we would have loved to have the win today, and with them losing, it would give us a better chance. But everything's still in front of us. We can't worry about that. We got to win these last three.
Better to play on Thursday night rather than have to wait all week.
I'm sure there's plus and minuses with it. I think it's good to have the quick turnaround. We'll see. I've never gone from the Sunday to Thursday game, so we'll see how it goes. But I think it'll be good for us if we can come out and we can, play our best game on Thursday to get this taste out of our mouth.
Just talk about the touchdown pass to Hawkins. It kind of looked like a quick little shuffle pass.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. We, kind of quick snapped it, had him on motion, and it's the thing with Hawk. He's so good with the ball in space, and once he got the ball in his hands, he made a good, couple good moves and got in the end zone. Did a good job up front blocking it. It's what we thought we were going to get.
Have you ever seen AJ struggle like that in a game or even in a practice?
No, I'm not worried about AJ. AJ's done so much for this team and is capable of doing a lot. So I don't think his confidence will be shot. I think he'll be ready to go and. You can't worry about all the stuff that happens. You got to move forward, and I think that's what he'll do.
Ray McGuire, go over the preparation coming up to this game. Was there anything that you can think of now that maybe you saw signs of what's come today in the game?
No, I felt like we knew exactly what we were getting. I felt like we adjusted good on the sideline and with the new stuff that they were doing. And I wouldn't say that we weren't prepared for them. Obviously that stinks. You'd like to beat the teams where you're from, but I don't think about it too much.